This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 22, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. On Tuesday, U.S. Air Force officials extended invitations to Boeing and Northrop Grumman to make their cases for the $40 billion KCX aerial tanker contract. Acquisition Chief Sue Payton told Reuters a team of 150 officials is working to determine if Boeing's KC-767 or the Northrop Eads KC-30 best suits the service's needs and to maintain a transparent process. Quote, they'll be invited in for one of those interim discussions where we spend a day with the offerers and we tell them exactly where they've improved their weaknesses, where we find them to have strengths, and where we find them still to have weaknesses, unquote. Those meetings would take place after Thanksgiving. Both companies are expected to submit final bids in December or early in January. A decision by the Air Force is expected in February, about a month later than originally planned. The pilot of a Mooney M20K departed upstate New York's Greater Binghamton Airport on Tuesday in weather conditions that grounded commercial flights in the area. That aircraft was bound for Albany but crashed shortly after takeoff, killing the pilot, who was alone on board. The Greater Binghamton Press and Sun Bulletin reports airport personnel had canceled flights throughout the afternoon due to poor weather, and fog had caused problems for inbound flights throughout the day. At the time of the accident, the National Weather Service reported visibility was less than a quarter mile, with a ceiling obscured to 100 feet. Online flight tracking website FlightAware.com does not list an IFR flight plan for the accident aircraft. The pilot's name has not been released, pending notification of next of kin. NASA confirmed on Monday the countdown is still running for a December 6th launch of the shuttle Atlantis. Crews at Kennedy Space Center had to fix a helium valve in Atlantis's forward control system after it stuck open. Atlantis Commander Stephen Frick told Florida Today getting needed spacewalks done up at the International Space Station was the real challenge in preparing for the next shuttle mission. The space station crew needed two successful spacewalks this week to prepare the station for the arrival of Atlantis carrying the European's Columbus Laboratory. Work has been going smoothly so far. Two European astronauts, Leopold Ahartz and Hans Schlegel, will fly aboard Atlantis. Schlegel told the paper, quote, for us Europeans, it is a special event. For me personally, it's an honor and a duty and a joy for this team to bring up this unit and activate it in orbit, unquote. This Atlantis mission is scheduled for 11 days. Finally, the secret to happy airline passengers? Cookies and leather. A Zagat survey finds Midwest Airlines and upstart Virgin America rate highest in overall airline quality among carriers. The Associated Press reports that Midwest, which is best known for offering fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies on its mainline flights, took top honors among economy class airlines. Those surveyed praised the carrier's extraordinarily helpful staff and excellent value. Among premium carriers, three-month-old Virgin America came in first. Curiously, Virgin also tied for second place in the economy category. Virgin America bills itself as a low-cost airline while offering leather seats and in-flight entertainment systems. As for the worst travel experience, U.S. Airways won that dubious distinction for both the economy and premium categories. Airports were also ranked in the study. Tampa International won Best U.S. Airport, followed by Denver International and Minneapolis-St. Paul. At the bottom, New York LaGuardia. Hey, I know. What if LaGuardia handed out warm cookies? This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. If you haven't done it already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. Due to the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S., all our Aerocasts over 1 megabyte in download size have today and Friday off. The Aero briefing and special feature will return on Monday. Print versions of top stories will keep coming as always, 24/7 over the weekend at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. If you're in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving. Have a clear and unlimited day.